Welcome to the Business Champion Radio Show, sponsored by KmarEducation.org. Get ready to dive into the vibrant world of local businesses with us. We're here to chat about all things growth, health, and productivity, straight from the owners and the employees themselves. Why should you listen? Because we're spilling the beans on what makes businesses tick in our community. From awesome success stories to practical tips, we've got the inside scoop to help you level up your game. So don't touch that dial and join the party. Here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Morning, everybody. Hello, welcome, and again, good morning. Great music. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer. Building trust and credibility in business is our topic today, because building trust and credibility in business is essential for both new and established entrepreneurs. The core of this presentation will highlight the pitfalls that many new entrepreneurs face, which are overconfidence, lack of self-management, empty jargon, importance of being coachable, seeking professional advice. Very, very important. And this is not limited to just new entrepreneurs. It unfortunately applies to a lot of business owners, especially new in business. Give yourself plenty of time to switch from an employee mindset to an entrepreneurial mindset, which will take a few years. Because you get to sell your services 24/7 and you have no idea. You're used to collecting a weekly paycheck. The money just flows in, comes in, and you just have to show up. Now you can go and find clients who could use your services and sell yourself. That is the real test. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Good morning, Marietta. As you know, I sometimes know everything. I know nothing. I know, who knows what I know this morning?
Are you a little constipated this morning? You sound a little constipated.
I have a little bit of a gruff voice, too much singing the karaoke last night.
Oh, I see.
Hogan had me out there singing all night.
I see. Oh, that's your third job. That's right. Anyway, I hope you feel better, Rich, And I do have a couple of things that I want to get started with. I want to thank President Biden and everyone who was involved in bringing our hostages home. My heart and soul is touched. We love and appreciate you. So it's because diplomacy and collaboration, respect and trust, emotional intelligence, shared interests. But let me get to the emotional intelligence. President Biden's ability to engage with allies respectfully and thoughtfully showcases the power of emotional intelligence in international relations. Without emotional intelligence, when you deal with people, you can't make it. If you deal with things, maybe, but when you deal with people, you have to have emotional intelligence. So the HealingMindMagazine.com, the August issue is out. Infinite Love is the title, A Journey Through Love for Self, Others, and the World. So check out the articles. There's something for everyone in there. Also, the BusinessChampionMagazine.com is featuring all of our radio programs that you missed or like, and you may want to listen to it again. Or you may want to listen for the first time. So go to the BusinessChampionMagazine.com. So the headphone set is swimming again, in and out. It's terrible. Terrible feeling. You get dizzy. Anyway, good news. My A1C was 7.4, 4.5 months ago. 4.5 months ago, I started this program, on the Ozempic. I was just checked a couple of days ago. It is now 5.1. My A1C from 7.4 to 5.1 as of 2 days ago. Great success. So, okay. Let's start with the show. Thank you, Rich. Thank you, everybody. The parking lot is full. Thank you. Thank you.
news from the Business Champion Health Corner News from your friendly pharmacist at NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. Need your prescription filled fast? At NewtownHealthPharmacy.com, it's ready in 5 minutes or less. Tired of long call wait times? Reach us in less than a minute. Your time matters at NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. Located at 255 South Main Street, Newtown, Connecticut, next to Station 25 Restaurant. And before I send it back to you, Marietta, we have a nice little poem here, a little tribute to our wonderful meteorologist, Paul Piorek. And I'm just going to read it straight out. It's got, "In the dog days of summer, the sun blazes high. Cicadas sing beneath a clear blue sky. Ice cream melts in the afternoon heat. Barefoot steps on hot sandy streets. Evening brings a gentle breeze. Stars twinkle through the trees. Summer's magic, bright and clear, fades with night but stays sincere."
You're tuned in to the Business Champion Radio Show on WICC 600 and 107.3 FM on the web, WICC600.com. So also thebusinesschampion.com, you will find previous shows and always something, something new. Overconfidence, lack of self-management, empty jargons, importance of being coachable, seeking professional advice. I'm going to dive into all of that. So, why are people so overconfident? Many new entrepreneurs believe they know everything and act if they are the ultimate authority. Folks, what are you thinking? Who is feeding you with this bunch of nonsense? That's what I want to know. Who's giving you this false belief that you are the big cheese and know everything? I can't stand that personally. I come across it all the time. And not only the real, real new people, but also the people, you know, I call them the seasoned people. That's even worse. Get rid of this thinking very quickly because it will be your downfall. It will catch up with you, that thinking. Furthermore, I bet you are the type that starts things and never finishes anything. You don't take responsibility. You are a talker, not a doer. You can build and measure your confidence only by your accomplishments, folks. I have a track record of accomplishments. That's how I can measure my confidence. Yeah? So that still means I don't know everything, and I don't need to know everything. Rich, I know you know everything.
Sometimes I know everything.
No, most of the time I don't know. It's like you know a little bit about everything, but
yes,
not everything about everything.
Of course.
But you have to be able to know where to look it up. When I was in school, we had the Encyclopedia Britannica. When you had to do a report, you had to look things up.
Yeah.
Now you've got the internet, so you can look things up, but you have to take it with a grain of salt because some of it may not be exactly true.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't care if you use AI or Google. It may be an aid, but if you don't know yourself about the content that they're spilling out in 2-3 seconds, you're an idiot. You can't do that because people always put you to the test. Whether you do this on radio, the listener will really, really know. Also, physical presentations. People will always ask you and people will test you. You got to know about the content. You can have some aids. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, but you got to know the content. And I have never talked about things that I don't know about, that I didn't experience, or that I just know, you know, in 40 years of business. And I still don't know everything. Look, we had to change very quickly now once we started working again after the COVID. You know, we didn't know. The pulse has changed. But anyway, I don't want to deviate from the topic. So the impact when you're too overconfident is it can lead to poor decision-making, resistance to feedback, and ultimately failure. This is it. Start always with a clean slate and be serious about what you want to do in life. To me, you are a player because you don't blame yourself. You blame the entire world when things don't work out for you. I know your type. and I can help you. So I wouldn't even take a job on like that if people, you know, I help people in many, many ways. But somebody who knows it all, I'm sorry, I pass. I can't help you. I don't care what monies you offer me because you're too difficult to work with. And I've had them. The thing is, you don't always know that right up front. But I got better and better, you know, asking the right questions. But I do have some advice for you. Stay humble, recognize your limitations, and be open to learning from others. With a belief system like that, life will be your teacher, not me. And this is the truth. So like to move to the next one, lack of self-management. This had to be learned. 14 years in accounting and management, and I started in the insurance investment business, and I had time management to conquer. So not only that, but acquisition skills, sales skills, vision, healthy belief system, preparation for everything. You can wing it a couple of times, but that's it. You miss out. Time management really took me about 2 years because, and let's just say you work from home, you know, and you have an area, even a separate room for your workspace, and you say, oh, while I'm doing some phone calling, I'll put the wash in or I'll set the crock pot up and all of these little, no, you can't do that. It throws you off mentally. You get out of the swing of things. When you get that phone and you call people up for appointments, you can't be pushing wash in or, start cooking and preparing food. No, all of these different tasks take different mindsets. I've tried all of this. So it took me about really 2 years to learn time management and to stick to it, too. So and even I'm seasoned. I can't do it. I can't be calling for appointments and go in the other, go in the kitchen and do something else. It, even a seasoned person, it throws you off. You can't do that. You got to stick to the task. Each task is a different mindset. So, and if you don't manage time management, that self-management, forget it. You can't do anything. Won't get anywhere. What do you think about time management, Rich?
Absolutely. I think one of the things is also is you start to learn it, or at least you should start to learn a little bit of that somewhat in grade school, but it depends on your parents and how they support you when you have homework and things like that to manage when you have certain things to do and when you get into chores. When you get into high school, you should be able to handle it more on your own. Know if you've got a paper due, if you have a test coming up, if you have an event, if you're participating in an activity in sports or doing a play, and you have to figure out, well, I have to be there at a certain time, and I've got to test the next day as well.
Preparation.
Yeah,
preparation
but I have seen some people.
Is the Bible.
Yeah, I've seen some people that can multitask. You mentioned about starting the dishwasher or the washing machine and that. And I think it depends on, like you're saying, with calls, that's a little different. Yeah, you have to really concentrate on that.
No, there's a certain energy and a certain focus that you have to bring across every time you dial that number, a new number. And you go from individual, from company to company, and you got to zero in on who's picking up the phone now and how they're saying and what they're saying to you. And try it sometimes. I'm telling you, practice on this sometimes. It's amazing. Once you're off track, you know, and I don't care if you're new or seasoned, you got to stick with till you have your appointments and then do whatever. Take a break and do whatever you need to do. But don't do it while your acquisition is so important. We only have one shot at it. You know, let me move over to empty jargon. And I see this all the time. And I figure this out very quickly, once I start talking to the person. Using impressive sounding terms without substance can damage credibility. To me, it's an absolute joke to add to your website portfolio that you're, let's say, a motivational speaker. I had a situation like that. And when I talk to you, you can articulate yourself the way you just handle your conversation. And you give yourself away. The way you think and the way you speak. Never put anything on your website that is far from the truth. I'm a stickler for that. So maybe you want to become that. but you're not a motivational speaker yet in that particular situation. Why are you doing this? To make yourself feel better? Well, even putting something on a resume, that's not true. You can't do that either, Rich. So I'm a stickler for that. When I talk to somebody, I hit all of these key points. And especially if you can't articulate, you can't carry a conversation, and you're a motivational speaker, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You know, and customers, clients, you know, it takes them a second to see through the facade. So my advice is focus on clear, honest communication and ensure that you can back up your claims with real skills and results. So let's go for a break.
Enjoy a free consultation with our friendly pharmacist. We're here to help with all your health care needs. NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. At NewtownHealthPharmacy.com, we're happy to serve you with a smile. Your health is our priority. We are your pharmacy family. Located at 255 South Main Street, Newtown, Connecticut, next to Station 25 Restaurant.
Building trust and credibility in business is our topic this morning. And I say invest in professional development and don't hesitate to hire experts to guide you in areas outside of your expertise. I can help you with that. 203-505-3660. I'm a stickler for it. So let's continue. The importance of being coachable. Oh, my God. I can count on at least five on my fingers, people that I've worked with, and also for a length of time, 2-3 years, I've been working with them. Great people, great professionals, knowledgeable. They know everything. I said, Marietta, why am I doing this? You know, and of course I can't drop the project, you know, but it's like a tug of war. Being open to feedback and willing to learn is crucial for growth. To give you an example, we're doing a workshop. You have about 40 people sitting in the library around the table. It was a big thing. And the person gave out every knowledgeable thing that she could possibly have in her bag. And I said, Mrs. So-and-so, you know, she had a title, Mrs. So-and-so, I spare the title. Why are you doing this? I said that afterwards. You gave them no reason to come to your office for an appointment. You gave all the knowledge away right here at the table. And I remember it was in January. We had a lot of snow and we were so thankful that people came out. And we had an audience of 40 people and she gave the whole thing away. Now, I almost fainted. I was really ticked off. That's just an example. And when I said something, they don't see it that way. They're so eager. Oh, my God, we have 40, 50 people, and I want them to see what I know. You don't do that. We're there to give a little bit of knowledge and have people come into the office to book an appointment. Same here. On this show, we can't go into depth many, many times. We can't. Just a little tidbit, little touch, because we like you to call 203-505-3660 and have a conversation with us. We can't do seminars in a half an hour. That doesn't mean we don't know any depth. That doesn't mean that at all. But I have to household with the time just to bring a point across. So people that are not coachable, and they're seasoned people, I had them, and really new people, and you know they have an answer for everything. I get so mad, Rich. They have an answer for everything. Where does this knowledge come from? It's their belief system. They really don't have any research done. It's their belief system, and that narrative fits to them. That's what it is.
And sometimes people just like to hear the sound of their voices. Once they get going, they can't stop. I think it also depends on if you're so involved in a particular project or your business and you want to share your knowledge with others that you get sometimes carried away. If you do it, I suppose maybe like in a 30-minute time frame, they would be more inclined to cut back on what information they're giving out. if you're doing it in an hour, hour and a half, you feel like there's so much time you've got to spend it giving out a lot of information. And I guess it depends on the business, too.
Right. You know, I'm taking the Business Champion and Conscious Living out on the road to companies to do workshops with employees, employee wellness days, and also into senior and libraries. I've started relationships with libraries and senior centers long, long time ago, almost 15, 16 years ago. And so I'm going back on the road right into the centers and companies. I already started working on it, and I'm starting to do that in September. So it's starting next week, you know, me talking to different people. You know, folks, I have a canine nose, and I can smell a mindset that's not coachable. I just don't take you on as a client. I'm so sorry. It's just I can't help you. And my advice to people that are not coachable, embrace your growth mindset. Seek constructive criticism, because you have a fixed mindset. I don't know what mindset you have, but it's not a growth. But embrace a growth mindset. Earn a growth mindset. Seek constructive criticism and use it to enhance your skills and services. And seek professional advice. You know, people think, Rich, clients, it shouldn't be a problem. I just put it on Facebook and, you know, I get some likes and whatnot. You can't build a business. You got to pay them. And you got to do it every single day, 24/7, to really get a pulse, to build a pulse. A lot of people don't want to do that. They advertise maybe 2 days a week. That doesn't give you anything. Then at least post every single day and really think about, design your posting, what it is that you want to offer, and go in details and do a tweet. Tweet is short, 10 seconds, 15 seconds. That's what we do here during the show. That's what I design every week. And Rich is so kind. He does a great job, speaking the tweets. Everything has to be thought through. It has to be architected. It's not something you can wing, yeah? And you got to be consistent. And one thing, I'm a consistent sister. Am I consistent or what, Rich?
Absolutely. And you have to say it quickly as the KISS theory of keep it simple, stupid. Don't get so carried away that you just go blathering around and make no sense at all. You can say something in two or three sentences versus three or four paragraphs. Make your point and drop it, and then you're done.
Yeah. You know, my advice for seeking professional help is invest in professional development and don't hesitate to hire experts to guide you, because I see things that you couldn't possibly see. Are you kidding? You have a different mindset than me. I can see things that you don't see. And I also see things, and I let you know, no, you need to develop this a little more. We got to do this a little more. This won't work, this, that, and the other. So let's go for a break, and I'll finish this up.
Get your prescriptions delivered to your door for free. Convenience and care from NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. We care for your pets, too. Ask about our pet medications and care services. NewtownHealthPharmacy.com. Located at 255 South Main Street, Newtown, Connecticut. Next to Station 25 Restaurant.
Marietta here. Building trust and credibility in business is our topic. And we just heard the Newtown Health Pharmacy. And one thing that I love about Mahmoud, they're actually two partners. They have the Medicine Pharmacy in Trumbull. That's the place I go to, in the Newtown Health Pharmacy. And Mahmoud goes right into the senior centers. He goes right to the people and educates them. It's amazing And he's a doctor. He's a doctor. He can prescribe medication and everything. He goes right to the source. And I love that. He doesn't wait till people come into his pharmacy. He goes and gives advice and in form of workshops. And I like that. And we're going to do some things together because people have to trust you. And also what I like, they deliver. And it is a big deal. Because I'm sure, you know, other pharmacies do that too. I don't know if they have a limit. Do they have a limit? I know you have experience with that with your mom, Rich. Under $20 or whatever. What's under $20 today?
Yeah, some outfits have co-pays that they will charge if you get charged for a prescription. Say $55 insurance will pick up down to a certain amount.
Right, but I'm talking about if you deliver it. If I order...
Oh, if you deliver... That I don't know.
I got to check into that.
Yeah, but my sister's the one that handles that end of it. So I don't know whether they have a charge for that or not.
Yeah, but you know what? That is really, really great. A lot of people would take advantage of that. I have never done that, you know. But I'm going to check into that a little more. How I just started learning about the pharmacy industry when I, you know, I'm working with Mahmoud. So I'm going to ask him and I'll find out. But that's really a cool thing. I think they do... Trumbull, Monroe, Fairfield, Easton, Weston, Newtown, Richfield, Danbury. So that's quite a stretch, Rich. That's quite a stretch, you know. So, and you can walk in there 5 minutes, you're out again.
And that's what you'll like to have with pretty much any busy.
Yeah, people that go.
Yeah, with pharmacy. I mean, I've walked into pharmacies before and you've got a line of 10 people waiting there. And if as long as they recognize it and they put maybe an extra person helping.
Get this. At a local grocery store, I won't name it because they're sponsors of ours too. So, and it's nothing bad that I'm saying. Oh, your medication will be ready in 30 minutes. You're walking around. You see all these people pushing a cart around the grocery store and buying stuff that they don't need, right? So that's amazing. And you see nobody at the counter. Why does it take 30 minutes to get my medication? You know, but no, you walk around. You see a lot of people walking around in the grocery store and buying things. I've done that, too, because I don't want to come back because I know. And there were times that I just left and I said, no, I don't. I came and I went home, you know, because I had something else to do or didn't feel like it or whatever. So a pharmacist is very, very important. And you wanted to say something to me? Oh, 1 minute. He's still. I know 1 minute. So anyway, so the summary of building trust and credibility requires humility, strong self-management, clear communication, coachability, that's very, very important, and willingness to seek professional advice. 203-505-3660. I love to hear from you. Give me your feedback, you know, and embrace these principles to establish a solid foundation for long-term business success. Rich, thank you as always. Everybody have a great week, successful week, and we're here for you. To answer all the questions and help you. Take care, everybody. See you next week.